people love buying apartments in cities in the Hudson Valley for some reason. It's really difficult to deal with tenants, but at the end of the day, you got to give the people what they want. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Fast Track. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck, and on this podcast, you are going to learn exactly how to be a successful real estate investor step by step by me interviewing some of the top real estate investors and entrepreneurs in the entire country. And there's also going to be a bunch of episodes where I'm just going to individually talk about real estate deals that I've done that have been successful, some deals that haven't been successful. I'm going to talk about my weekly real estate investing lessons, stuff that I've learned from the trenches that you can learn for free on this podcast. So if you're looking to level up your game as a real estate investor or become a real estate investor, this is the podcast to listen to. So if you do get value from the show today, please do me a favor and leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening on so we can get this message in front of more people. And without further ado, welcome to the show. This is Greg Helbeck. Welcome to this week's REI Weekly Breakdown. And I am going to be talking to you about a wholesale deal that we did for $50,000 in Kingston, New York. And it was actually a 5-unit apartment building. So not your typical single family house. So I'm going to tell you all about the deal and how we found it and how we found a buyer. So before I get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast, if you're not familiar with me, my name is Greg Helbeck. I've done over 220 real estate deals. I've been a full-time entrepreneur now for 8 years. And everything you learn on this podcast is real world practical information, either a lesson that I've learned myself or a deal that I've done. So there's no regurgitated theory out of a book on this podcast. And that's my goal, is to keep this jam-packed with value. So if you get value from the show, please do me a favor and share the show online. That is how we keep growing the show on a weekly basis. 76 Hoffman. This property was located through a direct mail campaign. I believe it was an inherited property. It was owned in a trust and it was up in Kingston, New York, which is about 2 hours north of New York City. Pretty popular small city up there in the Hudson Valley. And people love buying apartments in cities in the Hudson Valley for some reason. It's really difficult to deal with tenants, but at the end of the day, you got to give the people what they want, as they say. Seller called in, they had the property, they wanted to actually sell the house because they wanted to buy another property through a 1031 exchange, which is a topic for a different day. And they wanted to take their proceeds from this sale and roll it into the next deal that they wanted to buy. So this property was worth $575, maybe $600 on a good day. And the seller wanted $550 for the property. And we knew that we could sell this property for probably $575. So we ended up getting a deal put together with a seller where we offered them $525. So we offered them $25K below what they wanted. And we actually told them, I'm going to wholesale your house. So that's going to actually be lesson number one. If you need to wholesale a house and you don't plan to close for whatever reason, you got to be upfront about your intentions. And I said, I'm going to give you $525. I'm going to find a buyer who's going to pay more money than $525 for this. I'm going to make the spread in between. But at the end of the day, if I find this buyer, you're going to get $525. She agreed to that. She liked that I was transparent about everything. And she ended up signing an option contract first, which is like a 1-page document that gives me the right to buy the house. And I ended up putting that property out to my buyer's list after the option was signed. And I found somebody for $575 with no commission. So it was great. There's a $50K spread there. So once we found the buyer, then I actually got the property under contract officially with the seller. And we signed a real purchase offer and put $10,000 down. Ended up getting the buyer lined up. The way that we closed the deal was through a double close. So I actually bought this property, closed on it with the buyer's money, then resold it and ended up officially taking title and selling the property. At the end of the day, after the closing costs and everything that had to get paid, there's a $46,000 profit net after all the expenses were accounted for. So I had about $4,000 in closing costs, which is pretty typical when you have a purchase price that high with double close fees and whatnot. So anyway, it was a great deal. So here are some lessons that you can learn. Lesson number one I mentioned earlier, if you're going to wholesale a house, you have to be transparent about it, because if you can't close or you don't want to close or whatever the case is, you don't want to mislead sellers and make them think you're buying their property when you're ultimately finding a buyer. So be transparent with the sellers and you'll be surprised. A lot of sellers are actually open to that and they know what they're getting into. Lesson number two, this was a big one. This property wasn't bought at a deep discount. Like, I bought this thing a little bit below market value and I sold it for around market value. So when you're dealing with other asset classes, in this case, it was a 5-unit apartment building, you can sell properties for market value, which means you don't need to necessarily steal the property from the seller, because most people who own apartment buildings, even if they're small like this, they're not knuckleheads. Like, they know what their buildings are worth. So I knew, because it was in Kingston, local market knowledge, and I knew because it was a multifamily, there was going to be high demand to buy this for rental purposes. So I knew that I could probably wholesale this for $575. So I told Brett when he was first negotiating it, we can literally offer the seller like $525, even $550 if we had to. Fortunately, we got it for less and we can still make some good money on this thing and ultimately help the seller. So that's lesson number two. You don't need to steal properties if they're apartment buildings. You can sell them for higher than you probably think. So don't sleep on these, right? Get them under under contract, get a contingency in there if the seller's cool with that, or tell the seller you want to wholesale it. And you'll be surprised, because if we looked at this deal as a regular situation, even though it's hard to do that with apartment buildings, I would need to offer the seller like 4.25. They would have never taken that. So you really got to know exactly the product you're selling and who the buyer is. So the third lesson on this property is that there were title issues on the property, right? So this is a video we just actually put out recently. How do you solve title issues? So on this property, there was a situation where the seller never ended up getting the permit closed out. So that like jammed the title for a little bit. So number one, you got to solve the title issues. And number two, when you have a title issue and you have a contract that says you're buying the property with clean title, AKA the seller has to fix the title issues, you can fall back on the seller and have them fix those title issues because they're legally obligated to through the contract. So you can really save yourself a lot of time and headache if your contract allows you to buy the property with clean title, which makes the seller have to fix the title before they sell it to you. And they're obligated to do that or else they're defaulting on their contracts. There's always a solution to every title issue. One more lesson I'm going to give you before I end the video is if something is your fault, take accountability for it. The issue was his lender took a lot longer to close. So this thing closed about a month late and the seller was pissed because she needed to sell this property in order to close on her next property. So it caused like this log jam on the sales side for both of these properties. And the seller was ultimately pissed at me, which I get because I'm like her first line of defense in terms of the buyer. And I took full responsibility for it. And I didn't blame the other buyer. I didn't make excuses. I said, listen, you signed a contract with me. You knew I was going to sell to another buyer and it is my fault. And I'm taking responsibility for this issue because ultimately I need this buyer to close before I buy the house from you. But she ultimately understood where I was coming from. She knew it was completely out of my control. I said, I'll do anything I need to do to get this closed. But instead of making excuses, I was communicative with her. I was super transparent about everything. And when the deal ended up closing, I saved that goodwill with the seller. So there's a $50,000 gross deal in Kingston, New York. If you did get value from this, please do me a favor and share this show on social media. It would really mean a lot to me. And if you're local to the Hudson Valley or Seattle or San Diego or Reno or Delaware, and you have a house you want to wholesale to me or wholesale with me on a JV basis, send me an email, greg@velocityhousebuyers.com, or you can send me a message on Instagram at grego37, and I'll see you on the next REI Weekly Deal Breakdown. Take care.